mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it's already Monday, the 21st day of March 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We got Greg Siminski, writer for American Free Press and documentary filmmaker, coming on with us in the second hour via cell phone from a courtroom or outside a courtroom. He has been researching 9/11 for quite a while and has come out with a very interesting report that we've now investigated. And we're going to be having the individual who worked for the Pentagon, still works for the Pentagon, on very soon as well. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers created in 1976. And it was an army plan, a drill of hijackers taking over a plane with box cutters and flying them into the World Trade Centers. And the Pentagon specifically told the Army, do this drill in 76 specifically with the World Trade Centers. Now, you ask yourselves, why would they tell their own military planners to come up with this? Because most of the planning that's engaged in is compartmentalized. And it can later be covered as, oh, it was just a drill. What the globalists do is they give hundreds of top think tank experts these, quote, scenarios that came out right before 9/11, that $40 million a year was spent in Hollywood paying Hollywood top script writers to just write scripts of different terror attacks, quote, to see what the minds of terrorists might be like. But, of course, many of those scripts we then find are actual terrorist attacks down to the specifics of what happens. And this works perfectly because it can be a terrorist manual for the black ops squads inside the New World Order. And then if they ever get caught, oh, that was just a movie script. Very, very serious. And Paul Watson's comment on this that he wrote over the American Free Press article says, if completely confirmed 100%, then this is the smoking gun over and above Northwoods. That was the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 attacks. The NORAD stand down, the explosives in the buildings, any other piece of 9/11 evidence. It's going to be interesting to see how they pass this one off as a coincidence. We need to get this on the news wires immediately. This is the straw that could break the camel's back. And these harsh analysis comes from Timothy McNiven, an outspoken critic of the president's handling of 9/11 and a 29-year U.S. Defense Department operative still under contract with the government. And he's got his website up. He's got all the documents. He's suing the government over this. He's taken lie detector tests. And look, I mean, we already knew they'd... I have the 1999 FEMA report on terrorism. That's it in the extra section of Road to Tyranny. And I show it. And it shows crosshairs right on the towers, right where they got hit. I mean, that's the cover of it. Tom Clancy's best-selling book about it. Lone Gunman episodes where the government hijacks jets to fly them into the World Trade Center for martial law and to invade Afghanistan. They love flaunting it. And then Bush says, we never heard of such a plan. No, you just ran drills that day, 2 weeks before, 6 months before, and on November 3rd of 2000, years before. The exact type planes hitting the exact same targets. And then magically at the exact same time that it's really happening, you're running a drill. Yes, and I'm an Easter Bunny from Planet 12. It's impossible. They did it. Period. And they had it from a commissioned study they had done by some of their war gamers in 1976. PrisonPlanet.tv is one of the websites. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour. It is Monday, 21st day of March, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com because there's a war on for your mind, and PrisonPlanet.com because if we don't expose the New World Order, we're all going to live in a giant prison planet control grid. This broadcast is not left-wing or right-wing. We love freedom. We love human dignity. We love decency and honor, and we know that the global crime syndicate is totally evil and is openly building a worldwide slave grid. Bush signs bill that may let Schiavo live, which is good. And now people are saying, praise Bush. Maybe he's against guns, and maybe he's for open borders and increasing UN funding and ballooning the budget. But under pressure, why he's signed a bill that may allow her to live and kicks it to a federal court, now up to a judge to decide. But, you know, I've had Terry Schiavo Schindler's family on many times. I've been talking about this for, I don't know, almost 4 years now. And she's had her feeding tube taken out since Friday. It's horrible. They said she was brain dead, a vegetable for years. Then we proved she wasn't. Now they just call her brain damaged. And we got Wesley Smith from the Wall Street Journal coming on tomorrow because I want to talk about the hundreds of people who were openly talking, saying, may I please have food, may I please have water, who they're killing all over this country, who we should also be concerned about. But this is good that everybody's come basically out of every corner of the country and the world to say this is wrong. So we'll talk about that. And Terry's there right now. You imagine not having a drink of water for 3 days. She's now, this afternoon, she'll be 3 days into this. And last time, what, she was off food and water for almost 9 days? And back then, that was a couple years ago, it was only in a few newspapers, and Larry King finally talked about it, but it didn't get one-tenth the amount of coverage, not even one, really one-hundredth. I mean, this is like one of the top stories right now. And it is important, and our hearts go out to the family of Terry Schindler. You really shouldn't call her Shivo. Shivo's been with another woman for 10 years. He's got two children with this other woman. That right there is abandonment. I mean, if a man leaves his family for 2 weeks, doesn't give him support, he's automatically, you know, the woman can divorce him. If this was anybody else, they would have taken custody away from Mr. Cockroach, Mr. Shivo. I'm sorry if your name's Shivo. I shouldn't call that name Cockroach. It's a good Italian name, I guess. But her real name is Schindler. And look, I mean, imagine if parents didn't feed their child for a week, the government would take the children, and they should. Imagine if you tried to not feed an animal for a week or not give your horse water or your dog water for a week. You would get in trouble. You should. It's cruelty. But under the bioethics laws written up by people like Peter Singer, who speaks to the governor's conferences and is at Princeton, old people are worthless, retarded children are subhuman, and babies up until 2 years of age are considered mackerel. Mackerel. Those are his terms. Subhuman, worthless, and mackerel. And he is the man who's written the predominant bioethics handbooks used by most of your hospitals and care facilities. They're not care facilities anymore because they don't even call them that in many cases, and they don't even give a Hippocratic oath. They don't even give an oath that they will do no harm. They decide if you have a life worth living. So why didn't they just kill Christopher Reeves? Why didn't they take the food and water away from Helen Keller? Why don't they go kill physicist Stephen Hawking, who can't talk and can't move? Can't even click his mouse anymore. Why don't they just kill him? Take him and strap him down and not give him any water for 14 days, is what it normally takes. It is, by the way, you can, this is in the medical handbooks, we've had medical doctors on. There is no debating it. The most painful way to kill someone, one of the most gruesome forms of torture used over the last 3,000 years, is denying water. Your tongue, after about 6-7 days, begins to blacken, begins to crack and bleed. The water leaves your skin, goes to the core organs. You begin bleeding profusely. It's all part of the new freedom. And this is our compassion. This is our right to die. And Shivo now went on Larry King Live again Friday and said, oh, no, it's my wish that this happened. We never knew what her wishes were. He really slipped up. These people always slip up on their own. They finally speak the truth. And King just glazed over it. And of course, she had gotten this position under very questionable circumstances, and Mr. Shivo, as soon as, he tricked the family. Oh, I want to take care of her. Oh, I just sued him over not giving her proper care when she got to the hospital. And she wasn't given proper care for like 3 days. It turned out he'd been involved in making sure that happened. He then won over $1 million, what, $1.3 million? And about $400,000 of that's been spent on her. He won't allow her to have any baths, brush her teeth. She was eating food 10 years ago, won't allow her to eat food. She can eat food, folks. She'll put Jell-O in her mouth, she'll eat it. Boy, that's a vegetable for you. Smiles at her mommy, follows a balloon left and right, smiles, cries, likes music, throws fits when her mother and father leave, hates Shibo, looks at him with hatred. I would, too. He won't allow him to do any brain scans on her. They did some of the EKGs decades ago and over a decade ago, and she had a lot of brain activity. But this is how they operate. Once he got them, tricked them to sign over everything to him, literally he went, mwahaha, and said, that's it. No more care. So she's been through a decade of living hell. And, you know, Stalin said it, evil genius that he was, when one person dies, it's a tragedy. The actual quote is, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And so, again, I do care about Terry. I've been on this for 4 years. People have been emailing me all last week going, why aren't you talking more about this? Well, I mean, I have been. I've been covering what's going on with it. And we're going to have Wesley Smith on tomorrow to talk about people that are actually asking for food. May I please have food? Like this. May I please have some water, honey? And the nurses that get caught giving them water are fired, and they go ahead and kill the people. So if you want to be upset about something, you can be upset about that too. You know, the media is giving this so much attention, and I knew why they were going to do it. I said it about 2 weeks ago. So Bush could flutter into the rescue, just like Jeb Bush did, and make it look like he's a good guy. This is what evil people do. They do some good and do these photo ops to then bind you to them. You know, Bush cuts $87 million in abortion funding and then increases total abortion funding by $3 billion in the last 4 years. So you should be aware of that. It's good that you deserve the credit for pressuring Bush and pressuring all these people to do this. And what are the details? This out of the Associated Press. Bush signs bill that may let Schiavo live. Harry Schiavo, again, Schindler. Parents won the chance to plea for their daughter's life in a federal court when an extraordinary law passed in an emergency session of Congress that saw lawmakers choosing sides in an emotional family battle. Well, this Mr. Schiavo isn't family. He abandoned her. President Bush signed the law almost immediately after its passage early Monday, vowing in a statement to stand on the side of those defending life for all Americans, including those with disabilities. In cases like this one, where there are serious questions and substantial doubts, our society, our laws, and our courts should have a presumption in favor of life, the emperor said. The law gave Schiavo's parents the right to file suit in federal court over the withdrawal of nourishment and medical treatment, and there should be an injunction right now needed to sustain the daughter who suffered severe brain damage. She no longer is a vegetable. Now it's severe brain damage, which it's not. She's paralyzed, folks. A lawyer, I mean, I know people who've been in comas for 5 years that come out of it. Some woman who was in one like 20-something years woke up and is having a great life walking around. My uncle was in a coma for 6 weeks. They wanted to kill him. Now he's got two great children, happily married, and, you know, goes out and rides the fence line every morning. A lawyer for the parents arrived at federal district court in Tampa, Florida, not long after Lord Bush signed the bill and filed a request for an emergency injunction to keep Schiavo fed. Her husband, who is not her husband, says Schiavo told him that she wouldn't want to be kept alive in a vegetable state. She's not in a vegetative state. Okay, her parents and many of the lawmakers back the effort to restore the feeding tube, say she needs treatment and another opportunity for life. Tonight we have given Terry Schiavo all we could, a chance to live, said House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, Republican Texas, after 4 days of words, the best of them uttered in prayer. Congress has acted, and a life may be saved. The bill passed the House early Monday, that's today, after an often wrenching debate that stretched past midnight. It won the backing of virtually all the Republicans and almost half the Democrats who sprinted back to the Capitol for the debate, while 174 of the House's 435 elected members did not vote. Meanwhile, 70% of Americans say Congress action was inappropriate. That's because you're so dumbed down. Congress is above the courts. Congress is more powerful than the executive and the judicial. We'll be right back.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's
1-800-548-5910.
The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers, created by the Pentagon in 1976. Details are coming up. Russian intelligence chief says Al-Qaeda a myth. Bush administration blacks out Clinton documents protecting Bill Clinton as usual. That out of the AP. Guantanamo abuse tape as explosive as Abu Ghraib. We already knew that, but they're not going to release the video. Also, scans that read your mind fuel ethical worries as more and more government systems prepare to put brain scanners. Already four airports have this. Annan calls for bold changes to UN, i.e. expansions. An interesting article, Don't Let Your Constitution Go to the Dogs, about checkpoints. More on Mr. Wolfowitz, be your new World Bank head. And, of course, your calls. Just on the Terry Schindler case, you know, or Schiavo, here's a comment by one of the Republican congressmen, and I think he said it best. Now he has her on a feeding tube, talking about Schiavo, removed and sentenced her to a most excruciating death, citing Terry's own wishes as the rationales. Representative Jim, I guess that's R-Y-U-N, is that Run, Republican Kansas. Michael did not remember this supposed request until years after Terry's initial injuries, when a cash settlement was awarded to her, a settlement he would stand to inherit. And a few Democrats lobbed accusations at Republicans that political motives drove their passion for Schiavo and her patients and her parents. Well, I mean, in a way, that's true. I mean, Bush is getting involved in this. His brother got involved. They support the bioethics groups that are out pushing this stuff. They support the abortion in their actions, not in their rhetoric. They support the culture of death. But because of the pressure that you and others, have, the listeners out there, have put on them, they're doing the right thing. So we'll continue to talk about this a little bit later in the broadcast. And, of course, you're welcome to discuss it and talk about it if you'd like. Now let's plunge into the latest 9/11 developments. This is out of American Free Press. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Please get it. Spread it to people on the Internet. It's very important. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers created in 1976. Our own U.S. Army devised a plan commissioned by Congress to bring down the WTC using commercial airliners and box cutters as weapons. Just like Congress commissioned a million-dollar study of how to mail weaponized anthrax through the mail in 1999. They always openly fund it. The laundry list of terrorist warnings handed to the Bush administration prior to 9/11 makes the president and others look like bumbling idiots or a bunch of conniving criminals responsible for the mass murders of the Twin Towers and in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are the harsh words of Timothy McNiven, an outspoken critic of the president's handling of 9/11 and a 29-year U.S. Defense Department operative still under contract with the government. He says not only did Bush administration supposedly and purposely ignore Al-Qaeda in the months preceding the WTC attacks, but the situation is even more disturbing, considering his military unit way back in 1976 devised a mock terror attack on the Twin Towers exactly like what occurred on 9/11. It's like the super-secret weapons dossier proving Saddam had weapons of mass destruction that Colin Powell held up in front of the UN, turned out to be 12 years old, written by a graduate student. The globalists are so lazy, they just pick and choose stuff. McNiven, who first went public in an affidavit included in a 9/11-related federal conspiracy RICO lawsuit filed against President Bush and others in 2004, claims his unit was ordered to create the perfect terrorist plan, close quote, using commercial airliners as weapons and the Twin Towers as the target. The publicized version of the study, commissioned by Congress, was to identify security lapses and submit corrective measures to the lawmakers. However, McNiven claims the real purpose of the study was to brainstorm on how to pull off a perfect terrorist attack using the exact same 9/11 scenario. The study commissioned by C Battery, 2nd Battalion, 81st Field Artillery, U.S. Army stationed in Strasbourg, Germany in 1976, specifically devised a scenario of the Twin Towers being leveled by Middle Eastern terrorists using commercial airliners and even plastic box cutters to bypass security. We'll finish up with this article. I'll comment on it. We'll go to your calls. And we've got the author who broke this story coming on to talk to us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Welcome back. Your calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. The publicized version of the study, talking about another government drill, another government study of attacking the World Trade Center with hijacked jets, hijacked by men with box cutters, specifically box cutters, 1976. See, these are scripts. These are just the public stories. The publicized version of the study commissioned by Congress was to identify security lapses and submit corrective measures to lawmakers. However, McNiven claims the real purpose of the study was to brainstorm on how to pull off the perfect terrorist attack using the exact same 9/11 scenario. The study commissioned by C Battery 281 Field Artillery, U.S. Army stationed in Strasbourg, Germany in 76, specifically devised a scenario of the Twin Towers being leveled by Middle Eastern terrorists using commercial airliners and even plastic box cutters to bypass security. To silence critics, McNiven has successfully passed a credible lie detector test regarding his participation in the study, as well as other specific orders given to him by his superiors in case of a real attack on the Twin Towers. And he's released the documents. The head of the 1976 mock terrorist plan was Lieutenant Michael Teague of Long Island, who McNiven says was given specific orders by higher-ups in the military to use the Twin Towers as the terrorist target. McNiven said he was been unable to contact Lieutenant Teague, but was interested in his opinion now that the 9/11 attacks happened the way we planned them in 76. I remember Lieutenant Teague changed the scenario of the supposed study from 100-story building to the Twin Towers, recalled McNiven, emphasizing that Lieutenant Teague was acting on specific orders from unknown superiors. He then said he thought it was very strange to be asked to devise a plan to blow up your own hometown. But as I watched the Twin Towers really collapse on the morning of September 11th, I realized I was watching the very same thing we devised in 1976. Since that ominous realization, McNiven has devoted his entire life to alerting the American public about the similarities between 9/11 and the 1976 study without much success. Hey, buddy, we just learned of it. Don't worry, people are going to hear about it now. His story basically being ignored by politicians and the mainstream media. Why am I doing this? Why have I spent every waking hour trying to bring this story to the American people? Asked McNiven, claiming he still is following a strange direct military order given to him more than 25 years ago. During the course of the terrorist plan we were devising, I made the statement to Lieutenant Teague that it was the WTC was ever attacked like we planned, I'd go public. I was then physically assaulted and told never to reveal anything we were doing regarding the Twin Towers. However, about a week later, a strange turn of events occurred. For no apparent reason, McNiven claims his superiors completely changed their minds. I was given the direct order that if the Twin Towers were ever attacked the way we discussed in the 76 study, I was to do everything in my power to bring the similarities to the attention of the American people. Well, that's because higher-ups were upset about the plan and did want you to go public. I have no idea why they changed their minds, but I was then emphatically told that this order was never to be rescinded, never, because those who would rescind it would be the very same people who turned against the American people. Besides taking a lie detector to verify his story, McNiven has made public a detailed list of about 40 names of individuals who took part in the mock terrorist plan, including Colonel Robert Morrison, Major Joe DiPrio, Sergeant Middleton, Sergeant Arroyo, and many others. There were also people from the Defense Department and the CIA who were monitoring the study, but I wasn't able to get their names, he added. Some of McNiven's most recent assignments with the Defense Department included work on the Northwest Drug Task Force. That's right, the military's involved in America, folks, and various other drug smuggling and weapons trafficking cases. Very credible, and I was talking to the reporter, Greg Szymanski, who's going to be joining us, and then later in the week we're going to be getting Mr. McNiven on. Greg Szymanski's gotten some of the documents, and we're going to get all those up on the web. Now, I'm about 90% sure this case is real. It frankly doesn't really matter. We have the admitted official U.S. government plan, Operation Northwoods. And Operation Northwoods is confirmed, is public, ABC News, Baltimore Sun, Associated Press, Reuters, London Guardian. We have copies of it in all three of my 9/11 films, including the new one. And it says, we'll hijack jets by remote control, crash them, we'll bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks. We'll attack Marine Corps bases with our own troops, blame it on foreign enemies. We'll kill astronauts or let them die and then blame it on foreigners. And then we have the LBJ tapes released about a year and a half ago from right here in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library and Museum. I found articles back in 64 in the San Diego papers and others where it came out that our ships were never attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. And so we knew this, and we knew that this had, you know, this had been in the news, but now we have the two different tapes. I've aired them here. They're on the website, directly from the LBJ Library website, Presidential Library Museum. And it actually says on the tape, he's arguing with McNamara, griping at him, and he goes, you told me, he's at the ranch in Johnson City, outside Austin, out by Fredericksburg, Why am I giving you so much detail? That doesn't matter. LBJ is on the phone talking to McNamara, defense secretary, and he says, I thought we were attacked. McNamara says, well, Mr. President, I kind of, no, we weren't. We were up there actually attacking them, and they didn't even shoot back. And, well, we've told the press this, and now they're on to the fact that it wasn't attacked. Those are the news articles that have come out. And so you're going to be at press conferences, and you better go ahead, Mr. President, and tell them we were attacked. That's just the way it is. The president goes, all right, then, that's what I'll do. And McNamara is kind of subservient, but they're at the end kind of, hey, this is the way it is. And, well, okay, I'll do what you say. All righty, then. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Click. You hear the next call. All right, Johnny, he's talking to some admiral. Next call, Pentagon. You got this story straight? Gonna know how you're gonna deal with it? And, of course, every time the tape rolls around, it goes... I mean, you can listen to it off their website. It's pretty crisp. By the time we play it over the air and goes over satellites, it's pretty bad audio. But it's all admitted. I mean, they release thousands of hours of this stuff. And, then the president goes ahead and gets on the phone and calls everybody up and makes sure they know what the story is. That's why that guy had so many heart attacks and ulcers. I mean, he worked all the time. You get to listen. I mean, one night I listened to about 6 hours of it. I started listening at about 10, went to bed about 4. And I was just listening. Oh, C-SPAN played it too. That's where I first learned of it. I knew about the tapes. I knew they'd released them, but how do you listen to 3,000 hours? C-SPAN grabbed those very clips. So I was actually listening off C-SPAN's site, like 6 hours of it, and it was just hours of him calling up different generals and admirals, getting the story straight. But see how I digress? Got a little bit of a sore throat today, so bear with me, folks. I think it's allergies. So this is what they're doing. And it's the same thing over and over again. But why do they have people have these drills? Why do they do this? Well, there's a bunch of different reasons. And I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. Right before 9/11, I saw an Associated Press article where they said that over $40 million was spent per year with a secret office in Hollywood, California, out in L.A., and that top screenwriters, top scriptwriters were paid millions to write scripts every year for the last decade. Now that'd be 14 years. To write scenarios of terrorists attacking America. So, on the surface, so the Pentagon would be able to think creatively and see how terrorists might attack us. And then we have this report, with the documents and the lie detector test and all of it, by an individual who admittedly is still working for the Pentagon, this academic now, of how the terrorists, the Arab terrorists, would use box cutters to take control of aircraft and fly them into the World Trade Center towers. Now, why do they do this? Because they war game, ladies and gentlemen, and they need scripts to enter into the war games and into their statistical analysis that's gotten a lot more sophisticated since 1976. It was very similar to insurance company actuaries and prime, they call it projecting and different analysis they were doing back then. Now it's much more sophisticated with these Cray arrays and raids of supercomputers. Arrays of raids, as they call them. These giant, just whole buildings full of these computers. And so they take all this and they punch it in and do different analysis of how you'll respond. And they had different Pentagon groups and different military groups all over the country doing drills. They still have them all doing drills and writing up scenarios. Then the brains, because the brains, the 170 IQ eggheads that actually come up with all these plans and decide what plans to go with, they know, though, that thousands of individuals working on different scenarios are going to come up with ideas they would have never thought of. And then they kind of cherry-pick the different ideas. Also, it creates plausible deniability, because when the military-industrial complex, who has the motives for these attacks, then you look at the evidence, they're clearly behind these attacks, carries out an attack, and if it ever comes out, they'll just say, oh no, we were just running a drill of that. If they get caught actually carrying the attack out, they just say it's a coincidence, it was just a drill. Just like on 9/11, they got caught running the drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the very same time in the morning with the same flight paths. I mean, it's totally impossible. But they just say, yeah, it was a drill, coincidence, just a drill. That's all it is. Just a drill. Nothing more, nothing less. Oh, sure, I believe you. We all just go back to sleep. But it contradicts them, though. They said they never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. Now there are literally hundreds of cases and hundreds of government documents and hundreds of these different drills that they had of exactly this happening. So, folks, they had a fixation on flying jets into the towers, because you fly one plane into one tower, everybody aims their news cameras, billions of people globally tune in. Then, now that billions are tuned in, another plane right on time hits, people see it in real time, then we cut to Bush in the school. Still, now remember, he was in the green room and saw the first tower smoking. First he denied that, but the Times of London released the photos of him looking at the first tower smoking. Normally a president would cancel any speech over something like that. But instead he goes out for the photo op with all the news cameras, with the image of children around him. That sells the psychology that we're all children and he's the father figure. We've already learned of it. 20 minutes goes by for the second plane. We're all totally, you know, in shock watching him. They're cutting back and forth between him and the towers. What is our daddy going to do? And it cuts, and he learns and looks very upset. But still, he doesn't get up, because he can't. Because then they'll say, Mr. President, shoot the plane down, the one going for the Capitol. And then he was hoping that plane would have gotten the Capitol, but the Pentagon wouldn't have disregarded orders and gone ahead and shot the plane down. They were under orders 3 months before that they could no longer shoot planes down. They always had that authority. That was taken from them by Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld 3 months before, June 1st. We have that memorandum in the new film. And so then the other events could take place. The Pentagon, Pennsylvania. All while we're watching our great leader. It was all scripted. And you better be concerned about this, because they've scripted smallpox releases in Oklahoma, martial law in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas. They've scripted attacks in California, where, of course, the governor saves everyone. Oh, boy. We've got all these scripted attacks, and then when they happen exactly as they scripted them, of course, there'll be a drill of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time, in case any good cops were to catch them. And we'll just have to sit here and watch them kill a bunch of us as usual, and then pose as our saviors on the nightly news. All right, I'm sorry I've been running on here, but it's important stuff. Kim in Kim, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Welcome.
I was at a rap concert yesterday during the day, Alex, here in Dallas.
Yes.
And it was a great concert. You know, everybody had kids there because it was a car show also. And we walk out of the building after, like, I guess 3 or 4 hours of the concert, and there are policemen in riot gear. I could not believe it. And you had to go, you couldn't just walk out and just walk in any direction. You had to walk a certain way down through the grass. Everybody was trying to sit on the sidewalk. But no, this one young white cop was like, hey, you guys on the grass, get on the grass. You know, he was just being ill-mannered, and I said, and he happened to look at my daughter and say, and I said, wait a minute, that's my child. You don't have to talk to her that way. You can say, excuse me, everybody, we need you to go this direction, right? Oh, he got irate with me because I questioned him.
Did you question a god?
I questioned
Listen,
a god.
Haven't you ever read the Greek tragedies? Mortals are not allowed to address gods.
Alex, it got even worse. I said, what is this, Nazi Germany? I said, what are we in, Nazi Germany? Are you an SS trooper? What's going on? You know, and he's like, ma'am, you just need to keep walking. I said, no, I can talk to you. I said, I don't know if you're a little young rookie cop or what, but I can talk to you. No, ma'am, you need to keep going, keep going. I said, no, I have my constitutional rights, and I can talk to you. And then he takes out his mace. I said, are you going to mace me because I'm talking to you? I'm not in his face now, Alex, but I'm talking to him. And I'm like, you're going to mace me? For what reason? And he just looked at me. He was paralyzed, when I guess because I continued to question him. And this older, I don't know, he was an older officer, white guy, E5, but he had sergeant stripes. And I said, you should go and talk to this guy because he's out of control.
Well, let me tell you something. So you go to the car show that's also got some live music. It's
right.
Like the rodeo here has got rap music. I guess we should send the police. But look, stay there. We'll talk about this, Kim. This is important. This happens everywhere now. I mean, when we have a parade, they call out the armored police. And it's about letting us know who our masters are. And it's only getting worse and worse.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell. All right, coming into the next hour, I'm going to go right to your calls. Then we got a guest coming up. Talk about, 1976, Pentagon plans the perfect terrorist attack, even with box cutters, same targets. More and more evidence of how long-term they plan all of this. And they just take old plans and mix them up with new plans. But real quick, finishing up, Kim, I wanted to add this point. A few weeks ago, I aired this on my TV show, and it was so it's on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it was troops in Galveston for the Mardi Gras. And it shows just peaceful, happy, drunk crowds. Never had any problems really down there for Mardi Gras. And it just says, oh, we no longer have the police here. We have the military. And it shows the military yelling at people, shoving crowds, getting in everybody's face, marching around, and, you know, just... It's all about letting you know who the new rulers are. It's like the Red Sox. A few crowds of people refused to disperse, no riots that first night until they started shooting people with rubber bullets, shot that Snellgrove girl in the face at 10 feet away, killed her. She'd done nothing wrong. She's dead now. So, no, it's they've told them, let them know, control them, get in their face. It's for their own good. And so it's just more of the same, Kim. Anything else?
Yeah, they had a police helicopter just circling. And I'm like, look at all this tax dollars money just going to waste. This man is just circling.
Well, that's because they're worried there'd be a riot or they're worried that there'd be gang activity and somebody do something, which could happen. But having, you know, hundreds of police in riot gear isn't going to do anything to stop that if it does.
5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, no, I understand. Look. We have little Second Amendment rallies,
yep.
And cops show up, and they're getting in people's faces. I mean, it's bad.
But you know,
well, we're the enemy. We're the enemy, Kim. We got to be kept in line.
My daughter equated. She said, "Am I in South Africa? Is this apartheid?" You know, she said that's how she felt. Like I said, well, I'm older. I felt like I was leaving a Black Panther rally, and something was supposed to happen that didn't happen.
Well, you got to know that. I mean, they do this to everybody now.
I haven't been out in a while, and this is just incredible that you would want children to see that, you know. And the guy said, you know, I kept saying, what about our Constitution? He said, what about our Constitution? I said, yeah, we don't have one anymore, and I'm using my Constitution.
Yeah, they always say that. It's weird. It's like, what about us?
Yeah,
I know. It's real weird. Thanks for the call. And then if you told him, hey, I pay your salary, he'd say, no, I pay taxes. I pay my salary. No, it's all about protecting themselves from us. We're so dangerous. Meanwhile, more federal officers being killed on the border, but that doesn't stop Vicente Fox and Bush from wanting to go after the Minutemen that are down there protecting their own property. We'll go to Amanda and Ross and Rita and others when we start the next hour. Before I end this hour, every single one of you need to take action and get my new film, my best video yet, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, covers 9-11, covers the occult activities of the global elite, gets into the Nazi Schwarzenegger-Bush connection, shows how the Order of the Death Shed really runs the planet as the most powerful secret society, gets into the latest police state developments. It's an amazing film, $25.95. It's really three films in one, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or simply call toll free to get the videos. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Man, I sound like Bill Clinton with a sore throat. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get all the videos, the books, the weekly TV reports. It's real easy to do. It's for the children. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up. We'll be right back.
Our tip.